This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Four games, two upsets, single point finishes in the NCAA Sweet 16. Kentucky beat number one seeded Ohio State 62-60. Last minute jumper for Brandon Knight, and Virginia Commonwealth defeated Florida State in overtime 72-71. Rob Brandenburg blocked a shot at the buzzer. Going to turn to NBA's Tom Goldman now. Tom, this is why they call it March Meshuggah.
I was going to say to you,
in some families,
I was going to say to you, I think we need another name than March Madness, and I think you've done it. You've done it.
we're always trying to improve ourselves here. Duke lost to Arizona, Pitt lost to Butler. Kansas is the only top seed who's going to make it to the Elite Eight. What's going on?
First time since 2000, I will have you know, since only one number one seed has made it to the Elite Eight. The first time since 2006 that we've had a seed as low as number 11, that would be VCU, getting to the Elite Eight. It is madness, Meshuggah, whatever you want to call it. It is parody. It is so hard to predict, and that's what makes this single elimination format the only thing going when it comes to big time sports.
Have we overlooked how good Carolina looked in making Marquette look like they were a pickup team from the YMCA?
Yeah, they really looked like they wanted to make a statement. The number two seed Tar Heels. I think we have. We've been talking a lot about how Ohio State and Kansas were the overwhelming number one seeds who looked really good while everyone else was scrapping below them. Well, now we know that Ohio State isn't going any farther. And yes, North Carolina looks very good. And any Roy Williams team, you just can't count out this time of year.
Yeah. And does the NCAA look brilliant for expanding the tournament?
They are turning cartwheels if they do that in Indianapolis. They're kind of straight-laced there. But over what VCU has done, Scott, you've heard about a bulletin board material when a team gets dissed and they use that as inspiration. VCU could have wallpapered its entire locker room with the amount of abuse they took when the NCAA selected them as a team, as one of the teams that would have to play a game to even get to the main bracket. Well, look at what they've done. They've won four games now. They're going to play Mighty Kansas tomorrow. And Cinderella will the Cinderella run will probably end. But look at what we said about Ohio State.
Yeah, I want to talk women's tournament. Baylor's Brittany Griner, 6'8" and very fast. Can she be stopped?
She individually, I don't think she can be stopped, but, it's another thing. If you can let her do her thing, then she is then you've got to stop the rest of the Baylor Bears. I would, however, Scott, like to turn the conversation to talk about another Sweet 16 game in the women's field, Gonzaga versus Louisville tonight. Two teams that are not number one seeded, Gonzaga number 11, Louisville number 7. It's always unfair to reduce these games to a single matchup, but I would like to do that. Two guards, Courtney Vandersloot for Gonzaga, a senior, and Louisville freshman Shoni Schimmel, interesting young woman who grew up on the Umatilla Indian Reservation in eastern Oregon. She's a hot shooting guard, and she's got a good sense of her heritage. She was quoted as saying, "I'm going to do my best to prove to Native Americans that they can do it, they can leave home and be okay." And so far on the basketball court, she's been more than okay, Scott.
Tom, thanks so much.
You bet.